Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Lynn Adkins. Here's what's happening. The search is on for the person who struck and killed an elderly woman in Northeast Philadelphia last night. She was walking home from the grocery store in the Somerton neighborhood at the time. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more.
A little after 6 p.m., Yulia Sherman was walking across Bustleton Avenue near Somerton, leaving the Net Cross Market with a cart full of groceries when someone in a dark-colored SUV struck the 82-year-old and left her to die in the crosswalk.
I'd ask you to put yourself in the family's position here and try and get them some peace right before the holiday season.
Captain Mark Overwise leads the Accident Investigation Division and says they need witnesses to come forward and continue to search videos while checking in on local car repair shops. The victim's daughter, Alice Sherman, and son-in-law Mark Ingerman are begging for answers. Aleem Gillard has been charged with involuntary manslaughter and obstruction of justice in the shooting death of his 18-year-old football star son, Suhail. The victim's twin brother was charged earlier this month after authorities learned he pulled the trigger inside the home in Philadelphia's Overbrook section. But those charges were eventually dropped because prosecutors say they found it to be a tragic accident. Gillard has a lengthy criminal history, including illegal gun possession, and is accused of giving the teens the gun to play with. There are new allegations of excessive force being leveled against Pennsylvania State Police and game wardens who ran over and killed a man with a bulldozer after finding marijuana plants on state game lands in Berks County. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
51-year-old Gregory Longenecker was run over after he and a friend were found on a remote section of game lands tending to about 10 marijuana plants. Longenecker's family filed suit against state police and the game commission, alleging the use of a bulldozer to search for a man over a few marijuana plants was excessive, violated protocol, and was clearly reckless and dangerous.
The new information includes statements from people involved in the search, including the pilot of the chopper and co-defendant Mark Wise, the game commission worker driving the bulldozer. It also says the game commission worker who was driving the bulldozer told the corporal they could use it, but that they'd be driving blind. The suit alleges, despite the perimeter being secured and law enforcement already knowing Longnecker's ID, the state called in a helicopter. In previous filings, a lawyer for the defendants denies many of the suit's allegations and says Longnecker assumed all the risks when he tried to elude police. Chester County has announced a new call center system to help individuals and families in need of emergency, temporary, or permanent housing. KYW's Molly Daly reports it's part of the county's initiative to address and end homelessness.
Chester County Community Development Director Pat Bakovitz says the new service offers a round-the-clock lifeline to callers within the county.
The 211 call center is a 365 days a year service.
Bakovitz says the aim is to start a conversation
and tries to problem solve with that caller to help them stabilize their housing where they are right now or ultimately get into a better housing situation.
The street outreach team will also work to establish a relationship with that person and connect them with permanent housing, a need that grows more urgent as winter sets in. Well, it's become an Army-Navy game tradition, a group of cadets carrying the game ball and running with it from West Point in New York to South Philadelphia. Here's KYW's Tim Jimenez.
It's a 160-mile run for the Army West Point Marathon team. And along the way, since 2005, they've been stopping at Reagent Chemical on 202 in Ringo's, New Jersey.
Everybody says is we probably bring in enough food to feed an army, which is what we're doing.
Bob Dritchell's with the company and organized the breakfast for the 16 cadets and their support team from West Point.
The Army-Navy game is tomorrow at the Link. That's the All Local. I'm Lynn Adkins. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.